Thank you. So the three actionable recommendations for states and other relevant stakeholders. One, that community inclusion should be a standalone funding stream and policy, not tied to healthcare. For effective community inclusion and realization of the right to inclusion, investments must flow directly into the communities, effecting social behavioral change in neighborhoods, empowering families, and transforming them all for inclusion. The second recommendation is all state-led processes on community inclusion, legal and policy reforms, and deinstitutionalization should truly and meaningfully engage persons with psychosocial disabilities and their representative organizations. States must prioritize leadership of persons with psychosocial disabilities in policy making and active decision making at all steps of reform. The third recommendation is that the state parties must recognize and provide legitimacy to experiences of the normative victimization and cruelty done to particular groups based on our disability status. In line with the UN guidelines on deinstitutionalization, we are asking for a public reparation mechanism from state parties and the professional lobbies for this colossal wrongdoing. This view recognizes institutionalized persons as survivors and victims of historical oppression. Moving on to the recommendations for the OHCHR's work on mental health. As we have already shared in the morning session, that there are grassroots-led and driven community inclusion models already in action across the globe, and those that are designed and led by persons with psychosocial disabilities. Hence, we would suggest OHCHR to have an operational focus on supporting these models by facilitating capacity building, funding, and fostering constructive conversations around the right to inclusion. Additionally, tying to our earlier recommendation, OHCHR could also set in motion a series of works around establishing reparations and redress mechanisms to support the state parties, ensuring accountability, acknowledgement, and justice for past harms. Thank you.